I think that we're living in a time when we can listen to each other's stories and we're finally getting exposed to each other's stories. And I think by hearing these stories, you're able to open your eyes to what you're not seeing. And there's plenty that people are not seeing in Springfield and in this country. And I think just being allowed the privilege to hear people's stories who have suffered, who have gone up against great odds, is inspiring to anybody and empowers us all to be peacemakers and to see something that maybe isn't totally obvious right from the surface. And I think some of the things that Catherine mentioned, the conversations that have been had around the markers, the discussions, they're only possible because of the great suffering that happened in Springfield. It puts everything in a context that makes it much more real. You know, we're just lucky that we're hearing the stories. It's also entirely possible that those two little girls, you know, didn't, if that hadn't happened, you know, there's so many, we could lose the story just because of arguments and discussions and never actually hear the story of the people who experienced these events. So I think we're just lucky to hear the stories, and hopefully we keep telling them and our children hear them. And, you know, I think this is some of the most important stuff that's happening in Springfield right now, because these markers will last longer than
any of us.
Any of us.